National Blood Donor Week is a week where we like to celebrate how blood donors have made a difference every day by saving and improving patients' lives. But also it's a week where we like to reinforce the need for more new donors to come through. Every year, about 900,000 people give up their time to donate blood and help patients. But each year we need approximately 200,000 new blood donors coming through to help that ensure that patients in the future have access to the blood they need. Particularly this year, we're focusing a lot on new black donors. Approximately 10,000 black people currently donate blood, but we need more. We urgently need 40,000 new black donors to give blood and help save the lives of patients with sickle cell disease across England. Just under 31,000 people in Kent gave blood at least once, which is a tremendous achievement. But of course, we always want more, and we would encourage all people in Kent who are fit and able to give blood to seek out their local sessions and to try and donate as often as they can. We're always on the lookout for the next generation of donors. Half of all our donors in England are over 45. So by recruiting younger people to donate blood, we know that we're helping to meet the patient's needs, not only now, but also in the future. Blood donors do a fantastic thing for others. It's a thankless task, by and large. They do it completely altruistically, and I'm continually in awe of the people who come and give their time and a little piece of themselves to help save and improve other people's lives. What I would always advise people who are considering donating for the first time is to visit our website, blood.co.uk. On the website, there's plenty of information about what's involved in giving blood. You also have the opportunity to register as a blood donor, and you can also make an appointment for a session that's near to you at a time that's convenient for you. Our staff are excellent and will be able to explain any questions that anybody might have, either on the phone, through the website, or when they come to donate. We like to have a donor from the point of which they enter the session to the point in which they're enjoying their cup of tea to be about an hour, sometimes a little less or a little more, depending on each individual donor. If they're a new donor, it may take a little bit longer on the first time, but we'll always be keeping the donors advised during their donation of how they're progressing. The one thing that astounds me is when I do speak to donors and ask them why they donate, it's often because they've had family members or friends that have needed blood transfusions in the past. But for other people, it's just a way for them to give something back. It's easy to do, it costs nothing, and it gives you a very warm feeling at the end of the day. I think certainly over the last few weeks where we've received so much bad news in the press, it's good to be able to do something that gives something positive back to strangers and to people that you may not know.